Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
You in this room, you are set apart. Called as a holy vessel. Anointed of God. You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. You will not always fully know. Sometimes it takes a few days, a few weeks, and you say, man, something's different. Something's gone or something's been added. Because what happens is he does it in you first, and then it begins to work its way out, and you say, hey, I've been set free or I've been healed. It's a holy thing. Hallelujah. We're going to do some stuff, but I just got to do this thing first. Bear with me. Shamaraheto. Man. No shamarekito. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Shamorete. The Lord is releasing things that he has long desired to give us, but we were not able to receive. He's releasing things that he has long desired to show us and teach us and put in us, but we were not able. He has long desired. There are things in this room I've never seen. There are things being released I've never seen. It really is a new day. And so you're here because you've been set apart. And you won't go back to the way things were before. Some of you are being delivered as we speak. Set free. Some of you are being set free as we speak. Released from bondage. Released from false belief systems. Released from a spirit of control. You'll notice the Lord never uses control to make people do stuff. And he's not pleased with a spirit of control. It's not pleasing to him. When you make somebody line up, it's not appropriate. He said the leaders of the Gentiles lord it over them. But you are not to be so. You are not to be so, especially with your family. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. If you're a controlling person, see, I never understood that. It was not my thing. Joyce Meyer said something I never forgot. She said, controlling people know they're controlling. She said she was prone to it. And she said, what it really is a fear that somebody's going to hurt you again. So you put up, I'm going to get you before you. And people who control their families or control congregations or try to make people, force people into what they think is right. Here's what I'm going to say to you. It is the worst form of idolatry because you have now made yourself God. You know what the Bible says? Who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. In other words, stay out of it. You see somebody, unless God gives you a way of gently talking to them, you just pray and keep your mouth shut. You don't make them align with your ideals. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. God is releasing. I'm waiting because I'm actually seeing a rope that was tied around someone's mind. That it's held them bondage and captive to the way they think it should be. But your mind is in opposition to your spirit. Opposition. And because you live more in your mind than in your spirit, that tends to win and you're actually hurting people. Stop it. Stop hurting people with your words. Stop wounding people and damaging people with your words. For some of you, you're nice in public, but you're mean in private. You're nice in public when you're at church, everybody thinks you're so sweet. When you're at home, I don't even want to say it. I'm just going to say it. The Lord says, you're nice in public, but you're as mean as a snake when you get home. Stop it. I assure you this is not Holly. I assure you this is the Lord. You are not God. That's a little tough, isn't it? But we need to take our medicine because we aspire to be a people of God. The real kind. Amen. And you're only here because you got a good heart in the first place. You know, you're not here because you got a wicked heart. You're here because you've got a good heart and you're hungry for God. So God's just helping. He's setting people free. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. That was a little tougher than I meant to get, but the Lord rules. The Lord rules. So, woo. We didn't, hallelujah. Remember she said in 2 minutes, you know. Who saw that coming? You just, you're a Mr. Messy. Okay. We'll move on. Okay. So we're going to take some testimonies. Hallelujah. Before we do, I just want to thank some people who prays with us or for us. You either pray on the phone or you've dedicated yourself. Just, yes, look how many. You know, I'm just going to tell you something God showed me this morning. Did you ever watch a football game? I don't know anything about football, but I know a little, this little bit. Is there's a guy that runs with the ball or he throws a ball to a guy that runs it through the end. But they cannot do that with all the big guys around them defending them and blocking the other big guys. Those guys that get the ball across the line have to have the big guys defending and blocking, and that's our prayer warriors. When you're praying for your pastor, it's one of the most important jobs. Don't judge him. Don't criticize him. You see something wrong, it's so you can pray, right? Because everybody needs prayer. And I'm going to tell you something. You have no idea. You have no idea the challenges that come with leadership. If you had to do it for a day, you'd go jump in a hole. You know, I'm telling you. You have to have people that pray and know what they're doing. So to those of you that pray and have prayed for the retreats and for us and for the ministry and for your own pastor and your own church, thank you. Thank you. And for those who came and manned the prayer room or stayed in your room and prayed, thank you. And to Joe and Tom, thank you. And Deb, thank you for, and John, thank you for, you know, and just for being flexible in the spirit. And I thought this morning was smoking good. And we would have you up here right now, except we wish we had tonight. Actually, we wish we had another meeting because we're just, you know, sore. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did we do everything we're supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay, you want to be the testimony taker? Or are you a goner? But yes, you are, but do you want to be? You're better at it.
She's better at it. She's got the gong. You know what the gong is, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody remember the gong show?
Yes.
Here's the story. We're going to testify. But there's this thing about a mic. If you tend to give, well, first of all, we love pastors, but if you give a pastor a mic, they will preach for an hour and say, it's my testimony. This is really testimony time. And so the other thing is sometimes people, they love the Lord and they want to testify, but they don't realize some of the stuff they're sharing could cause another brother to stumble. So we're going to ask you, you know, not to go into graphic details of your deliverance unless it's the Holy Spirit. And if you're not sure and you see me pulling the mic from you, I'm just doing it to protect the sheep, okay? The other thing is my pants are falling down and I have to pull them up. Actually, I saw that last night, instantaneous weight loss. I didn't call it out because the Lord said, wait. And I didn't know, I thought it was funny because he said, wait, get it? So I waited, but I do feel the release right now. So right now, I call out instantaneous weight loss.
I take it right
You know, and I'm not going to, this is by the Spirit. You know, don't let your flesh take this. By the Spirit, take this. There's power in the Spirit, not in your flesh. Amen. So the other thing is if you go too long, you remember the gong show?
Yeah.
We'll get the hook. John, you have your cane? So we're messing with you, but we're very serious. So we've heard many testimonies during the breaks. And listen, one of the reasons why we do testimonies is because I can't tell you how many times I used to be very shy and bound and actually had a religious spirit and was very judgmental and very critical and a mess. I was of the flesh, and I have been transformed. And I would have these major encounters with the Lord, but I was so shy and scared to even speak. And then I'd leave, and the devil would beat me up all the way home and tell me, you should have testified, you call yourself a Christian, or, you know, did that really happen? When you give voice to what God has done, it's like a landmark. And you can say when the devil comes at 3 a.m. and says you weren't healed, you can say, you know what? I remember on April 22nd, 23rd, or 24th, God did this to me. Shut up and get out. So I'm just letting you know that. So who would like to share a testimony? Who would like to start us off? Just raise your hand. Marnie?
Praise God, praise Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I came here heavy and with weights on me and not quite sure where, I knew my steps were ordained, but I wasn't sure where my feet were going. And the cloak of heaviness has come off, and I know where I put my feet now.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Who else? Are you waving your hand back there or flags? Okay. Come up here. She can come up here.
This is my first spiritual gathering, so it's really cool. But I have that. I have that. But now I know how to direct it. And that's what I'm going to do. And I walked in here and I saw all these lovely, you know, the in the background and this and that. I'm telling you, the first verse that ever got emblazoned on my mind was Philippians 4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. What did I do? I walked up and this is what I found. This is the first one. But thanks be to God for all of you, for us. And as I got these two to go with it, but as I'm running my fingers through it, I'm seeing that, yes, I am to go out and take the people and bring them to the Lord. Don't sit in a pew and you know, do all that, you know. I want them to see the Lord.
Amen.
All right?
Come on.
All right.
A sent one. Aren't you glad we're all not the same? You go, girl. Creative miracle. Anybody have a creative miracle? Testimony? Come on up, girl.
As short as I can. Hi, I'm Cindy. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. And when I first came here, I was crying so hard. Oh, God, heal my mom's back. I asked these two. They said, Cindy, he heard you. And I went, oh, I guess you're right. And then I finally got up enough courage to pray directly over her wound. She had a wound this big on her back, and which God gave me a vision about, by the way. It was a very weird vision. It was before she ever got it. It was like a circle in the air, and it was like little and like rainbows. And I kept looking at it, and I stopped the car, and it went like this. It went, and it shut. And then there was a scar
tissue. I said, what is this, God? I don't know what it is, but I know it's from you because it's not for me. So anyway, I finally had the courage to pray over my mom's wound. She had this wound for 5 years, and probably about the third year, I finally prayed directly over it, out loud. It was on her back, like here, and she heard me. And that wound that had been getting worse and worse, and would, I don't know how it didn't kill her, it started to heal. And about, and I prayed, and then it would start getting worse a little, and I'd pray over it again, and it would get better. And it was, I'm like, oh, I get it. So then it finally about, she was dismissed from the wound doctor in December, and it is healed over with scar tissue. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Yes, Stacy, come up, please. If you have a testimony, you can, like, make your way up so we don't have to have a delay. That would be fine.
Hey, guys. I was like Marnie. I came in with a lot of weights this weekend. But I came. Hey, praise the Lord. Last night, my mom and I went to get prayer, and Marty prayed over me, and he had a word, and it was really cool.
Yay!
Yeah, it was. He said that the Lord would visit me, and that I was actually praying and getting downloads. So.
Amen.
Because I haven't really felt like that in a while.
Thanks for sharing that, Stacy. We love you. You're a value to the kingdom of God. I'll get you next.
Hi, my name is Lynn. And so this is all totally new to me. Jesus isn't totally new to me. He's been with me my whole life. But this type of worship is a little bit more intense than I've ever been a part of. And and I say that that's not exactly true, because I have been in real intense worship with him when I've been very desperate in past experiences, but not the joy. And the first night when the music started, I don't know what's the sound system, I don't know what it is, but it just hit me. And immediately after the music, the devil started coming at me and saying, not for you. It's not for you. And so I remember leaving, and actually my husband and I got in an argument on the way back to the room. I was just feeling really defeated about things. And then the next day came, and I came in again. And once again, there he was as I was praying. And one thing I discovered is that, and I think it happened last night, so all of a sudden, when I'm starting to receive and feel the Spirit, I spoke in tongue, and I had never done that before. And it was funny, because he kept saying more and more, and I kept waiting for the music to get louder, and then I'd give a little more, and I wasn't being as obedient as I should have, and I have some stuff from my childhood that was kind of rough, and right in the beginning, we were told to picture ourselves, and every time I tried to picture myself as a grown woman, strong woman, all I could see was this sad little girl, and in that moment, as we were playing up here the music, I had a vision, and that's another thing that's really started to pick up for me, our visions, and the Lord, I was that little girl, and he wrapped this blanket around me. And he pulled the blanket off, and this little blue dress I loved as a child, I was wearing that. And all of a sudden, the fiddle started picking up, and he was yelling, dance, dance. And I started dancing and dancing. And so that was yesterday. And then today, we came in, and, you know, I could still feel more. And I actually had some wonderful private time with both Lori and Holly. And I thought, well, wow, that's just, they can't even get any better than that. And And then I came in here, and, you know, I'm just feeling so free and so light, and I'm sitting next to my husband, and, the Lord, I had a vision 2 weeks ago, and it's just me, and he's saying, you need to get on your knees, you need to get on your knees, and I did, I got on my knees, And Lori was, I think, drawn over to me, and she prayed and laid hands on me. And I sat back down in my chair. And you know how I have a son, he's 5 months old right now. When you hold him, you encapsulate his whole little body, right? And as an adult, it's kind of like, I just wonder what it's like to be held like that. And all of a sudden, I envisioned Jesus, he's holding me, and he looks at me, and he said, I really missed you. And it was just like, took my breath away. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and he says to me, dance. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, now this, like, first speak tongues and now dance. And I looked at my husband, and I said, he's telling me to dance. And he said, well, then dance. And so it made me really think of with your foot. So I kind of stood up and I started, you know, and everybody else is like, you know, and I'm like, yeah. But it's just, I feel so free. And I'm so blessed to be here and know you all.
Now that's a testimony for all of us. There's a lot in there. I bless your marriage. I bless your family. I bless your children, your grandchildren, your pets, everything that you're, I bless your business and everything that you touch. Everything your hand goes, your feet and your hand, I bless it in the name of Jesus. And right now, I command the devil to let go of your family, the destiny and the purpose over your lives, and I loose the Holy Ghost throughout your family in the name of Jesus. He has heard your cries in the night season. Testify.
Okay, I'll try to. My name is Diane, and when I came, everything fell into place for me to come. And when I came in here the first night, and then the second, I felt almost guilty because everything was for me. And I almost felt like it was selfish because I was getting everything that I needed. And then they spoke about 2 weeks ago. I kept hearing the Lord say, dry bones come alive. And Lori spoke and she said, dry bones come alive. And then Holly spoke and said that God was working on somebody's mind. And I felt when I went back to my room like something was going on in my mind to the point I had a headache. And I came back the next night and Tom was playing the violin. Don't think I'm crazy, okay? But when every time he strummed the violin, I felt something move in my mind. Like something was being rewired. And I feel so much freedom. And I promise when I leave here, I will never be the same. Hallelujah. And the enemy is a liar. He tried to talk to me out there, you know. I almost didn't even tell Lori and Holly about it. And they're like, well, right, you really didn't. You're just imagining things. And I said, nope, the devil's not going to steal my joy. So I told him about it. But I just want to praise God and give him all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, devil, on this day, April 24, she testified of her healings. Amen. Who else? Yes, yes. Fully delivered.
Hi. Anyway, I've been praying for healing from my past for a very long time. And people would tell me about this book or that book, and I'd read it, and nothing was happening. And I'm like, oh, my God, how long do I go on with this? So anyway, Thursday night, I was just in the praise and worship. I had a vision of a little girl. It was me. And Jesus was with me. And she was kind of walking at first. And all of a sudden, I came to this place. And she was just bled out. And that was the true thing, because that was a memory. And there was something that happened, and after it happened, it was just like I was dead. There was just nothing. I mean, I was 3 years old, and what does a three-year-old do? And anyway, so I said to God Thursday night, I don't know how to heal myself. I can't read these books. It's not working. It's not working. And so last night when the praise and worship was on, it's like that Jesus came to that little girl, and she was flat out. And he started talking to her and resurrecting her.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Resurrection. Woo! A resurrection.
It's hard to follow Sharon because I have a dear place in my heart for my precious friend, Sharon, and mercy is flowing from me right now. So God is so good. First of all, I feel like the Lord wants me to encourage, you know, there's people in here right now who are like struggling and they're supposed to come up, and he's encouraging you to do it because, like Lori said, it's huge and it establishes something. Actually, it's more than just talking. I didn't want to come up, but I'm being obedient. And Holly gave a word of knowledge last night about knees. I've been crying out for many, many years for my knees, and it was so specific last night. It was one knee is worse than the other, and I don't know if it's bone on bone. And I'm standing here right now declaring that they are 100% healed, because I know that word was for me, and Lori's words from earlier in the day have been resonating in my head, and it's faint not.
Amen.
It's done.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, yesterday morning, I overslept. I set my alarm clock to go off early. I planned to go swimming before I came down here, and I didn't make it. I woke up around 9 o'clock. So by the time I got dressed, and I was just going, oh, I'll just blow off the first meeting. But time went on, and I heard a voice say, get to that meeting. So I came down here just as Lori was testifying about her broken ankle and how it was healed. So I went up and asked her to pray for me, and she did. And I've been walking around with no pain whatsoever. I even went down the stairs before. No pain.
Who did it?
Jesus did.
Jesus.
Through you.
Hallelujah. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. Who else would like to testify? Come on up. Nancy's coming up.
Hi. So there's a lot going on, which is all good. But the one thing that I just had lunch with my daughter and the kids that I'm with, my daughter, my son, and their friends, and I had to tell my daughter, so we bring them to church, and I'm going to confess, we're not doing the best job. We can do better as parents to raise them. So I'm just, that's just a thing. But okay, that aside, when we pray before dinner, husband says, anybody want to pray? And Ann, why don't you pray? And Ann says, I'll pray. Yeah, okay. Thank you, God, for everything. Because she wants to just get it done. She's like, she's not so sure yet, right? So yesterday you came up here and you said, God, I just want to thank you for everything. And I said, I just said, thank you, Lord. I know Anne's prayer is heard. And she doesn't know what to pray yet. But she knows it's everything. And maybe she wants to get done with it now, but pretty soon she'll have so much more to be thankful for that she can really verbalize. I know that. So that was beautiful to me. Well, Tom was playing the fiddle. There's a theme of dance, and so in the beginning, that music sounded so Mediterranean to me, and I was imagining myself walking in the old city of Jerusalem, and I was following Jesus. I was following him, and maybe he was following me. I thought about it afterwards. I don't know. Certainly, he's following me always, but in my thought, I was listening to that music, and then you switched to guitar, and so that thought kind of dissipated, but when you started up playing again, it was a little different vibe, and I was dancing. I was dancing with the Lord, and I just had this feeling of him spinning me around, and it felt so nice. It felt so nice, and so that was just a beautiful vision for me. And one more thing I'll just say that, and I mentioned this today and this morning, is I just feel so much love. I feel so much love, in fact, that one of the college kids walked by me today, and she said, I love what you guys are doing, and this is a great thing. And I said, oh, thank you. She said, I talked to some of the ladies, and it's all great, it's all great. And I said, okay, bye, I love you.
Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It just came out of my mouth, and yeah. I was like, oh, I remember. I'm just so full of love. But that actually, I wasn't going to say that. But what I was going to say is this morning I woke up, and I was late for the meeting, but I was like, I told Diane this part. This is what I told. I said, I had such like a yearning, like the Apostle Paul says, I'm not going to quote him accurately, but he says, I love you with a godly kind of love, and I yearn to see you, and, you know, like that's how I felt this morning. Even though I was late, I really felt like I wanted to come, and, like, I felt so. So that's what I got. Yes, of course, of course.
So I'm going to testify about my friend Nancy. I'm not good at dates, but it was probably a year ago. We have a mutual friend, and we didn't know each other. I was asked, one of our dear friend's boys committed suicide, and he was tormented. He had a tough road of addiction, but I really saw God's hand all over little Mark. Well, he's not little. He was a man, but I always called him Little Marky because I knew him since he was a boy. He had God's handprint all over him, though, even though the enemy was messing with him. And so he committed suicide, and it was devastating to the family. And they asked me to come do the service, and it's not something that I ever enjoy doing, but I felt like I was supposed to do it. And so I knew there was going to be a ton of young kids there. As Mark was in a music group and local to the area forever, and I really felt like the Lord wanted me to do a call of salvation, of the goodness, but not that dry one. And so I was, my dear friend Nancy, not this one, the other one, said, "Do we trust you?" And so I gave a service, and it was not traditional, and Nancy was at the service, and my other Nancy said, you know, that lady's asking about you, and there's something different about you, and I knew it was a connection in the spirit. And so, you know, every once in a while, my other friend Nancy, who was on her way in fully, come on. She said, this Nancy wants to listen to some of your teaching. So I connected her. I don't know if the website or Facebook, I don't remember because it's been a while. So fast forward, I don't hear from this Nancy, and I don't even think about her because I don't, you know, I'm not that type of person that thinks about people. And we're planning this retreat, and I'm just hanging out with the Lord, and the Lord says, invite Nancy, that Nancy. And I was like, wow.
Jesus is inviting somebody that I don't even know, but he's using me. And so I text my friend, the other Nancy, and this gets confusing. I should just say Nancy B, Nancy P, but forget it. So what happened was the other Nancy, who's on her way in, is not very technical. You know, I don't even, she's had a flip phone forever, and I think she finally switched over. And so I know she's not technical. So I'm like, Lord, how do you want me to do this? And he said, send the link in a text and tell her to forward it. And I sent it. I said, I don't even know if you know how to forward, but if you do, send this to your friend Nancy. And so I didn't hear anything about it, and I just was obedient and moved on. You know, you don't, whatever. Well, I found out that she was going to come, and I was so excited because I was like, what is the Lord doing that he went out of his way to make sure she got an invitation? And I just was like, I'm watching it unfold, and I just think it's awesome how he'll go. I mean, she's saved, she's spirit-filled, but she had a lot of questions, and she was kind of hanging outside the, you know, on dry ground. And you know, come on, watered, drinking, living water. So I just think it's so cool to see how we're connected now. It's like, we're family. Hello. Okay, who else? Yes, yes. Kathy, yay.
All right. I know that you said that you got the word, Kim, about your knee, but I had that very specific word for me as well. So I know God is infinite. And I mean just exactly the way it was described to heal my knee. Amen. Last night. So my knee is healed. Praise God.
Wahoo! So what I love about when a word is released, it's for anybody who will take it.
You know what they say? They say, do something you couldn't do. So to manifest your healing, do the one thing you wouldn't do. Right? Yeah. Just do something you couldn't do. Just give it a whirl. We won't watch. We won't look. Okay. All right. Whatever it is. And we thank you, Lord, because when you release it, it is. I didn't say it. You said it. When you say it, it is. So if you heard a word and you think, oh, I think that was me, can I say something? I'm going to testify. When I was very young, very, very young, didn't know anything, I was in a room full of crazy loud intercessors that I thought were nuts. And this one, and I was battling the flu. And this one lady said to me, is there something wrong with your back? And I'm thinking, she was really weird and loud. And this is back in the 80s where women had those big bows. I just hated those, and her bows flopping in my face. And I said, no, I'm actually battling the flu. She said, did you fall off a horse when you were a kid? Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I did. And I thought, lady, you can do whatever you want. Because I had fallen off a horse, landed on my tailbone, and fractured my spine. Simple fracture. There's nothing they can really do. It healed wrong. My tailbone was about 2.5 inches off of center for years. Nobody knew it, not even my parents. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Here's this total stranger I never saw before or since, don't know her name, and I knew God said that. She said, can I pray for you? I'm thinking, anything you want to do. Come over. She went, this was her prayer. Jesus. That was it. That was prayer. I didn't feel anything, no heat, no goosebumps. Felt nothing. Went upstairs, and my tailbone is smack in the center of my spine. Now, what's more, I was cool. I mean, it was great. God healed it. But I was smitten with the word of knowledge. I didn't even know that's what you called it. A stranger that doesn't know you gets a secret from God. And here's a clue. It's always to help you, never to judge you. It's always to help you. And so I was a simple kid, you know, I'm reading my Bible and I came across the gifts and I came across that. And I said, I didn't know then that God wants to use all of us in all the gifts. All of us. Everybody. You say, me? Yes, you. And I didn't know that. So I prayed this way. I said, Lord, if it's okay with you, I'd like to help people the way that lady helped me. A few months went by, and I had this Pentecostal friend. And, you know, they were Pentecostal, you know.
And I was sitting at her table. It was New Year's Eve. God always does something to me on New Year's Eve. I don't know why. She had been diagnosed. First they thought it was lupus, then they thought it was leukemia, and they really couldn't do anything to help her. And she said to me, "Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Sure." So she starts to pray, and I had never laid hands on anybody. We didn't do that in my church. I didn't know anything about it. She prayed for me, and I saw a picture of two hands like this on someone's back, just a picture. That's a word of knowledge, often a picture. So I didn't, I was too, you know, as they say, dumb as post, I didn't know. So I just blew it off, saw it again. Finally, the third time I went, "Oh, you want me to put my hands in that spot on her back?" Well, I'd never laid hands on anybody. She's a Pentecostal. I thought she would think it was weird. No. So I said, "Penny, can I pray for you? Can I lay hands on you?" Yes. So I went behind her. I did that. He showed me another picture. He did that. Showed me a third picture, and I saw something that looked like an owl go. She was 100% healed. So I didn't know faith. I didn't know the scriptures very well. I was just learning. But here's what I learned. Here's my big doctrine at that point. If God tells you to do something or say something, and you do it or say it, it's one and the same as if God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you are, if you just do what he said to do. And I started to see healings everywhere I went. And so what I'm saying is, if God said it and you're not sure, you can bank on it that God has done it. He has ordained it for you, and he cared enough to bring you here and say it, okay? All right.
Anybody else want to testify? Yes, Tom.
I know this may sound kind of weird, but I've played my violin with Joe going way back, and I never played my violin in a public setting by myself before. And when Holly gave me a call or texted me and asked me to play, the thought was, how am I going to play my violin without any backup? How am I going to do anything? You know, I've done little ditties and prophesied with my instrument before, but to just sit there and play just completely escaped me on how that was going to come about. And the only thing that I had to go on is that if Holly got the word from the Lord and I have peace in my heart, then it's going to be fine. So I just want to encourage everybody that as you move forward and you feel that the Lord is directing you to do something that is somewhat unorthodox as far as your personal experiences have led you, it's so awesome just to trust the Lord, stay in his rest, and just take the step forward.
That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Who else would like to testify? Come on up, Christine. Colorado. Christine came all the way from Colorado.
Okay, I just like to testify. No, I just love you guys, and I feel like, whoa, y'all came to Colorado, but I feel like I have to come to your house. But when I went this last time in Colorado, you told a word out for healing, and I had been something about the stomach or intestines, and 2 weeks before I came, everything I ate ran right through me, so I grabbed it. By the end of that week, I was healed. So last night, you said about the foot. I've been running, like I'd always get a foot in this, a pain in this foot, but I remember praying to the Lord because I was walking, it wasn't always pain. Can you refix my foot? And that's the word that you said, so I grabbed that. But you also gave another testimony. Well, not a testimony, a word. I love God. He's so good. You're so good, God. And it was a word once spoken, something about the treasures, and he put treasures in you. And I remember one time I went, and this lady said, like, you have all this stuff in you that God's going to, it's not for you. And I've always known that what's in us is not for us, it's for others. But I think I just kind of stuffed that and thought, okay, who knows when that'll happen. But when you spoke that out, I thought, God, I'm going to, like, I grabbed onto that one you gave me. And I thought, I'm going to take that, God, and watch you bring it out. Because I work with little people, young people, you know, we're all people. But children, that's what I mean. And I just long to see God break out there. And he has been. But I want more, yes. You know. So it's like, I'm so happy I came. Thank you.
Bless you. Wait. Come back.
I have a word for you. The Lord says that sometimes you're the only voice they hear that tells them how important they are. Some of those kids, you've been the only person to tell them they're loved. Sometimes you've been the only person to embrace who they are and recognize them. And you have something that from God that not a lot of people have. It's really important in this day. The children are the most important people right now. How you deal with children. If you're in the children's ministry, it's a big deal. Much more important than ministering to adults. Actually, almost called my pastor friend and said, can I please come and minister to your children? What you're doing is extraordinarily important. You're putting deposits in them. You might not even always know when you're doing it, but they will never forget. There's words that you say by the Spirit that they will never forget as long as they live because you believed in them. So,
because he believes in them, and he gave me the heart to love them, and you know, you know that song last night that we sang and it says, you see me? Okay, this is cool. One of the major revelations I ever got was children are heritage or reward. I didn't grow up in that, but I think one way I believe he redeemed my life was he gave me that gift. And even before the world, I remember going through a mindset before America was pro-children. Well, we've kind of gone the other way, but I mean where we really saw them. He just different times. It's just a gift. I'm not, thank you, God. But he has me just like I see them. But I just allow him to come, but I want more of him to come like Janet, that, you know, what they, he'll touch him. I don't have to know what he does, just that he touches him and changes him because he's theirs. I mean, they belong to him, and I know that. And because, you know, before I ever got saved, I never knew I was loved. And when I got Jesus, it was like, that's all I ever wanted. You are. But you know what? He showed me back on a piece. People who love me, that was him loving me. And you know, when you're touched by God, you all know, you know. But I mean, it changes you, you know, and you're not the same. And he loves them like us all. We have a good.
Wow. Who else would like to testify? Two more. Come on, who is it?
Okay, so I battled with coming up here because I just didn't think it was,
I don't know, a testimony for here, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to try and make it as short as I can. So the flag thing is a story, and it's basically, long story short, a manifestation of something that happened at the Florida retreat. Holly gave a word about, she was just up at the front, and she just gave a word, and she said that the chains are going to come off, and you're going to experience a new freedom in Christ, and you're going to have so much fun with the new things that he's going to do with you. And I felt it pierce me. I knew it was for me. I didn't know what it was because, and a whole other testimony that I'm just going to summarize real quick is the Lord brought me and my husband out of our house, and we're living in a camper, and I kind of lost the time that I used to spend with him because of the season that we're in. And I was grieving it, and I didn't know what I was going to do to spend my time with him. And when she said that word, I knew it was for me, and I didn't know what it was that we were going to be doing, but I was so excited. And we were in the car driving home from Florida, and we had worship music on, and the Lord said, go buy some flags. Now, if you know me, I don't dance, period. I don't even like being in front of people. Like, there's a reason why I'm behind the soundboard, okay? Like, And so I was just like, I don't know. But he's like, go buy flags. And so I'm like, okay. So I prayed about it. He showed me what to do. And I found someone that made flags prophetically. And so I had her make me a flag. And I got them. And I just remember looking at them when I first got them. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. But I went out into my dad's garage because that's like the only place big enough for those things. And I put on some worship music. And I'm like, Lord, you're just going to have to show me. And it just happened. And I've only had these flags for, like, a week, okay? So, like, they're new. but I don't know. That's all I really have is.
That's that is it. Awesome.
Wow. Oh, the last one thing is I just want to add is I feel like I get what David said when he danced before the Lord. I get it.
Yeah. Come on. There's something to that.
Hallelujah. Freedom. Freedom.
So when I said two, I really meant six.
Sorry. No. Okay, so last night Tom mentioned that this was our first time public, and what comes easy for him doesn't come easy for me, but I didn't expect what happened last night because I just froze up. And anyway, I thought, wow, I didn't expect this. And I knew something was going on, and I asked Holly to pray for me because I have freedom in other areas that the Lord's asked me to do things, and so I really didn't expect that. At home, Tom and I worship together, and the Lord flows, and it's a beautiful thing. So what was going on, and then when I went back to my room, Tom spotted something that needed to be released from me, and the Lord shared with me that it was something that came in as a young adult. And so that was gone, and then this morning Holly took me, and she said, you're going to have this thing developed, and she prayed for me, and I'm believing for it. I testify to it now in the name of Jesus that I will be brave in this area, that it will come forth in power in the name of Jesus, and that's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Awesome. Anybody else? Don't be shy. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. Praise the Lord. Yay.
It was during the song, He Knows My Name. And I had my eyes closed, and I had a vision that Jesus and I were walking through a field holding hands, and we were just laughing. We were together. It was wonderful. But in front of us were like a horde of demons. But it was like we were, I could see them, and I knew they were there, but we didn't pay them any attention as we were walking along, holding hands and swinging, and the demons started disappearing. They just bam, 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 gone, 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 gone as we were walking down the road. So, I don't know what the Lord has for me, but I know as long as I got his hand that everything is, it's a clear path, smooth path, yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's an awesome testimony. Freedom. Anybody else? I heard one more, for real. So who needs to testify?
You know, sometimes the enemy, he likes to torment you so you don't come out of your seat. And then here's the bad thing. If you don't, you're going to get beat up all the way home. So just give in.
Just a short word. When our brother was testifying today, what he said just so blessed me about when two or more, when two touch an agreement between your head and your heart. That just blessed me. And you said something else. And, you know, Holly's always saying, ask the Lord questions. Now, I hear the Lord's voice and everything else, but when I ask him questions, I just hear crickets. I mean, I wish I could say I heard answers, but I don't, you know. And so you said something, and it witnessed to me. You said, I asked him a question, but I write it down. And I asked for him to answer. And the Lord told me, he says, when you ask your questions, write it down. So praise God. I'm going to go home and start doing that.
Amen. Thank you, Marty.
Awesome.
Come on, Dave.
I love you. He's my brother.
Hi, I'm Dave. I don't like doing this at all. So that's why I'm doing it. It's hard to describe what God does for us all. But he's growing me up when I don't want to. But I accept. And my past is in the past. And I'm really looking forward to what God has for me. And share it with you guys when he does reveal it.
Yes.
Well,
whoo! That's my God. You know, I just want to say, Dave and I go back a million years. We used to do church in a box setup. And so we'd get there early, the group, and unload the truck, set it all up. And and that's where you get to know people, you know. It's not when you're sitting next to them in a pew. It's when you're working arm in arm with them. And we became friends and you know, I just love Dave. He's just been a brother forever. You know, I can relate to him. I remember when he had long hair. He's a good man. He's a godly man. And his wife, I knew her when she was just a little kid. And I'll never forget the day I was in the theater ordering popcorn and the Lord said, they're going to get married. And they didn't even know each other. I was like, wow. And got handpicked. God handpicked their relationship and their marriage. And so we bless their marriage.
We bless their marriage. We call for unity. We call for greatness in God, oneness in purpose. We bless their family. We bless their businesses. They own two businesses. We bless their businesses in the name of Jesus. We bless their family. We bless their destiny, their purpose, and everything their hand touches is blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yay, God. So, is there anybody else who would like to testify? Oh boy, they're all coming up. I love it.
So, God's got me on in a new vein right now, and it's learning how to walk co-labor with the Holy Spirit. I'm the kind of person that's driven, and I usually do things because I want to out of my mind and this, that, and the other. But I'm resting on the Holy Spirit now. And my brother Joe over here and I, we have a study at my house in the morning, and we've been taking these other men and singing in the Spirit with them. And the singing in the Spirit, for me, is like the dinner bell to walk right into the threshold of the throne room. How many of you maybe went there today, went into heaven for a while when you sang? Well, you know, and I learned it here under this ministry that you don't have to wait to die to go to heaven. You can go to heaven today. In fact, Jesus wants you there. And that's where miracles happen, when you're in the throne room. So, you know, it's like this is a great ministry to grow in and to learn new stuff. I got my tongues through this ministry. I never thought I would be speaking in tongues because I was, you know, too smart for that kind of thing. But praise God, he's linking the head and the heart in me. And now it's fun. Mary and I witnessed pretty much to this gal that was just a, you know, cleaning a room. Mary wanted to see the room because it was so elaborate, so beautiful. So she just walks in, you know, and she goes, "Could we see this room?" Yeah. And so we walk in there, and to make a long story short, the conversation goes from me saying, "Well, Michael Dustman would like to camp out in this room," because we're campers, right? And she said, "Well, I really like camping." Then we started talking about wilderness, you know, like learning about plants, edible and medicinal plants. She was really into it. So this discussion went from there to that God bears his glory through his creation. You see God in his creation. And we went along for a while, and then the conversation got to where she was talking about her daughter and the difficulty she was having during this COVID thing. And we just went on. It went on from there to, can we pray for you? And then it went from there to, okay, well, let me just ask you one thing first. Have you asked Jesus into your heart to become your personal Savior and forgive you for all your sins? She goes, "Yeah, I did that. I was Pentecostal and I speak in tongues." She'd wandered away and she's kind of hooked into New Age stuff, but she melted. And it was Mary and I, God was using Mary and I, and we're so different. We just waited for each other's gifts to come forward. She started going into her gift of intercessory prayer. This girl was crying, and then I went into my mode of, you know, witnessing, and between the two of us, this girl was blessed, and she came back to thank us. She found our room.
We weren't even close here, way far away. She found our room a few hours later, right when we got back, she's at the door knocking.
Yeah. She brings a gift of stuff she's made with the plants and so forth, and then wrote her name or her phone number down in case we ever wanted her to come to our house so that she could help us identify plants further. And so, you know, it's that kind of thing. So God's making what seems to be difficult situations, like a witnessing or to a stranger, become fun. This is fun stuff. I had a blast with Joe and Tom up there this morning. And because I let go, I didn't worry about a thing. I just went with the flow. And whatever the angels were telling me to sing, wherever that was, I just kicked into it, you know. So God's teaching me, you know, this invisible stuff that you would never think is possible. It's all possible, like Tom said, just take a step and go. You never done something before? Just take a step and do it in the Lord, and wonderful things happen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. Hallelujah.
Hi, my name's Jason. My wife just testified. We own a business together, and there's this guy that comes to our business. You guys may all know him. His name is John. When he spoke to me about this place, this retreat that I need to come to, because he knows my testimony as well as I know his, something jumped like into my heart saying, you need to go check this out. And when I've been in my office, I've been praying for my wife to meet and encounter God at the level that I expected her to be at. And when we were in here last night and she started praying in tongues, I was crying and I started laughing because I'm so happy for her. So I've been praying for to have a wife that I can go out and speak in public that's behind my back and I'm behind her back, speaking boldly of what God's done for our life and our family. And I just want to go out and thank the Lord for this.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
This is for everyone. I was standing at the desk, and I had more than one worker come up, but a male worker came up this morning and leaned in and said, I want to tell you, this is the nicest group we've ever met.
They're feeling the love of God. You know, they're drawn. You know, I had the maintenance guy. My heat wasn't working. And, you know, you can't, there's like a spirit of witness that I, you know, it just came out of me. And he's a military guy, and he had some physical stuff happen. And I'm like, can I just pray for you right now? And he's like, absolutely, you know. And I keep running into him in the hallway, you know. And I think he's chasing me down, not in a weird way, but he's like, how's your heat? You know, he cares. You know, he cares, but what he's after the Holy Spirit. Another lady walking by, they called her the runner. I think her name was Cassie. You know, she just was drawn to this place. When her shift ended, she sat with us in the prayer room. And you know how great God is? She's into horses. Well, guess who was in the prayer room at that time? Marnie, Mary, Doug, you know, the horse people. It's just like with John and Mary, the plant people. I'm not a plant person. That was not my assignment. But they, you know, God is doing this. And it's, I mean, it is now. And so, and it's so easy to pick the fruit. We were all talking to that little Cassie girl, and you know, she was so mature for her age. You could tell she'd gone through some stuff. And she shared just a little, but the Lord said to me, she's mad at me. And so I just put my arm around her and started walking down the hallway and said, are you mad at God? And she said, yep. And we just dealt with it right there and then, and she got unhooked. You know, God is doing it. He's doing it. For those that are lost, he's calling them in. It's wonderful. Anybody else before we move on? Yes, yes.
Yeah, they know I'm not shy. Anyway, the King's Closet, I'm a big thinker. And so I always come here, I say, Lord, you know, find someone to take at least half the garments with them. You know, like 50, okay? And I believe anything can happen. So that's kind of slow. But you know what he impresses me with? That if I only sold one tiny little flag to someone and it blessed them,
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And the other thing, this I've testified this before in Colorado, I think. I love to see the men up here leading worship, getting up, testifying over and over. There's something about men in the kingdom. You're so, so important. And your voice is so key, especially in this day.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.